With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Republicans made quick work to tap another nominee for Speaker after Minnesota's Tom Emmer abruptly pulled his name after facing immediate opposition from former President Trump on Tuesday. Mike Johnson of Louisiana, now the name the GOP will bring to the floor in hopes of his getting enough votes to get the job. The United States is developing contingency plans to evacuate Americans from the Middle East in case the Israel-Hamas war spreads.
In the words of White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, it's prudent contingency planning. However, he stressed there are currently no active efforts to evacuate Americans from the region beyond charter flights the U.S. government began operating earlier this month out of Israel. Meanwhile, President Biden and Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince spoke by phone about the deteriorating situation in the Mideast. It was the two leaders' first interaction since before Hamas attacked Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Otis, now a Category 4 storm, approaching a Mexico southern Pacific coast, forecasted to make landfall near the resort of Acapulco early Wednesday morning. The Senate ready to move forward on three bipartisan government funding bills.
Majority Leader Schumer announced on Tuesday an agreement on amendments will allow the chamber to begin voting on the package of three bills called an omnibus in coming days. The bills in question will provide funding for military construction and the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Transportation, and Housing and Urban Development. Votes on the minibus expected to go on through next week. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Diamondbacks heading to the World Series to play the Rangers after the Snakes bullpen dominated the Phillies 4-2 Tuesday night in Philadelphia. Fall Classic heading back to the desert for the first time in 22 years. Game 1 Friday night in Arlington, 8:03 Eastern Time. SRN News. China tightening its death grip on Christianity.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches across the country found a new source of revenue selling parking spaces to fans attending nearby sporting events. Philadelphia Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 every time the Philadelphia Union of the MLS plays just a few blocks away. Some houses of worship embracing other fans. Nashville's First Church, the Nazarene, offers parking spots for shows during a recent concert at nearby Nissan Stadium. SRN News. An off-duty pilot who tried to cut the engines on a Horizon Air flight now facing more charges.
Federal prosecutors are charging Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson with interfering with a flight crew. It can carry up to 20 years in prison.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
State prosecutors in Oregon already filed 83 counts of attempted murder. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Court documents show the captain and first officer told police after the plane landed, Emerson told them, "I'm not okay." Just before he reached up to pull the handles and later said he'd been struggling with depression. A friend had recently died and he had taken psychedelic mushrooms about 48 hours earlier. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks closed higher on Tuesday. The Dow up 204 points, closing at 33,141. NASDAQ gained 121 and the S&P 500 added 31 points. More at SRNNews.com.